BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi there, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. While we're on breakfast, Lily Allen joins us to answer her own trolls as we play Loving the Trolls, our first celebrity special. Foxes comes in to play Innuendo Bingo and gets wet through. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone off of Spider-Man really don't like being asked about them being a couple. We've got the evidence. And we translate what Gaga said on yesterday's show so it's much easier to understand.
BBC Radio 1.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Hello. Good morning. Feeling a bit dazed and confused today. I don't know why.
We're off again. This time of the day seems to come around very quickly now.
It's when you hear that music. Actually, the music was in my dream last night.
Was it? Do you always dream of brass?
No. I feel like my face is falling off today. Like, actually falling off. Oh. I did a proper mum thing yesterday because I felt my eyes were so puffy. I put tea bags on them.
You put tea bags on your eyes?
Also, you can do cucumbers. I saw my mum do it in the 80s.
You saw your mum put tea bags on her eyes?
Yeah, it's supposed to de-puff them. It hasn't worked, as you can see.
I'm happy to give this a go right now if it works.
Right, two cold tea bags on your eyes. Can we do this, like, in a minute?
And I close my eyes and you promise me it'll be the right thing.
Mate, because you're looking quite puffy yourself.
Right.
Puff, 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 puff. Okay.
We'll give this a whirl.
Right, and we can have some tea at the same time. Good. Right, several people were tweeting me last night saying that if you listen to the podcast and not live, this first bit between 6:30 and 7 is really weird.
Is it the first bit of the podcast as well?
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Okay, so I apologise to anyone listening.
So hello, podcast listeners.
It will get better.
If it sounds like we've just woken up, we have. Like, I've been quite good in this two-week run, but today, I'll admit, I woke up late. I did. So, sorry if our logic is all over the place, first thing. Because we say things, apparently, and it makes absolutely no sense to a wide-awake, normal person.
Well, maybe skip forward 5 minutes if you are listening to the podcast right now.
Maybe half an hour.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so, yeah, sorry about that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Brendan's been on from Leicester saying, "Hey, guys. Sup, guys. Do you work in that really dark department store? The one where, you know the one I mean? Where you have to queue outside.
Sup, guys.
And you can't see the clothes. It's like a club in there. Anyway, sup, Brendan?" He says, "Yes, it's a four-day week. Tomorrow I'm not at work." That's true. For a lot of our listeners today, it's pretty much Friday because tomorrow's a bank holiday. We'll still be here, though, if you are going to be working.
Yeah, and harsh on everyone working because there's loads of people who feel extra bad for working because all their mateys are off.
Yeah. But hello if it's your last day today. Also, we've got somebody up revising already this morning. Probably the earliest reviser we've had all week. That's Karina in Birmingham, who says, "I'm up early revising." Blah! Massive aubergine emoji. Absolutely. That's what I thought this morning when I first woke up.
First thing you thought of when you woke up.
Aubergine emoji. Yeah, it's just one of them days. But it's fine because the tea bags are coming in soon.
Yes.
It's good because we get to have a cup of tea, but also de-puff our eyes.
Right, so I've Googled this, and it is an actual thing. I mean, it is a beauty thing.
What did you...
Yeah, I know the first result was the obvious one.
Okay. Yeah,
but it's fine, and I'm willing to give it a go.
Okay.
You know, it's not abnormal. People do it.
So teabagging before seven.
Yes.
On our eyes.
Yes.
And it is going to de-puff. Someone says it's quite retro, but it does work. And then a hashtag who. Oh, I'm up for it, because I look ridiculous at the moment. You can hardly see them, can you?
Well, you won't see them under a tea bag.
No, I mean when you take them off.
Oh, yeah.
The results, I hope, are instant. Because look at my eyes at the moment, they're like little holes.
We'll see.
Coming up this morning, we have got Lily Allen after 8 o'clock. Lily Allen on the show after 8, and then Fox is in playing Innuendo Bingo live.
This is a great one.
At 9:30. All the girls.
BBC Radio 1.
Mr. Probs and Waves on BBC Radio 1. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. Lie down there. Now, what happened there? Chris was lying down with tea bags on his eyes, so he couldn't see anything. And then I accidentally pushed a chair over, which made a big commotion. He thought I'd hurt him. You all right there?
Yeah.
Did you really think you were in danger there for a second?
Yeah, you're
of the crash,
so clumsy.
Because of the crash of the chair. Sorry, I am quite clumsy, Scots Bills.
These bags are boiling.
Right, do you remember when Grimmy got admitted to hospital a few weeks ago because he accidentally swallowed that glass? That was awful. You can't go to A&E with teabag burn on your eyes. Feeling a bit less puffy yet?
It's the campest injury you can have.
It really is. Sorry, it was the teabags. They were too hot. Looking good, Chris. I took a picture, obviously. Taken a picture, even.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You okay, hon?
Yeah, I'm all right, but you nearly hurt me badly with that chair.
It was actually quite far away.
It sounded very close.
You really thought I was going to have your head off with the chair then, didn't you?
It's because when you get excited, you start thrashing around.
I do.
And
it's the same as when I'm on a plane or on a train seat. I can't sit still. Look at me now.
I know.
I'm sitting on my legs.
I was lying there, tea bags on eyes, and you got excited and the chair nearly hit me.
Good morning to the person on Twitter that says, I wonder what a day with Scott Mills would be like.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
Beth and Russell, good morning. They're listening early. It is Beth's birthday today. Have a good one, Beth. David says, can you shout all the military boys on duty over Easter? There's a lot of them happening. David, thank you very much for your text. Caroline's listening early. Adam is up revising, saying, is there any pictures of the tea bags? Yeah, of course there is.
There is, worryingly, yes.
Do you feel that your eyes are now less puffy? I was just saying that Chris was looking a little puffy, and I certainly feel that as well. So yesterday, I tried putting tea bags on my eyes, and I think it has worked a little bit. You only had them on for about 2 minutes, though. I think you have to do longer than that.
No, I just feel like I've got tea on my face.
Tea on your face?
Rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, this is Scott Mills. How are you? Grimmy is back next week at 7:12. Do you know who I'm following on Twitter right now?
Who's that?
The voice of this song.
What's she called?
Alexis Killercam.
I've literally never heard of her.
Found her yesterday. Follow her. See, I think it's at A Killercam. K-I-L-L-A-C-A-M. Everyone follow her because she doesn't get credited on this track, but she should because she's like the star of it.
She's only got 1,000 followers.
I know. Little tip for you there. And I've seen that she's in London. Oh, I so want to get her in. Let's make it our priority today if we can.
When Jason's at the table, I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Jimmy, 23, from Worcester. Hi.
How is you, all right?
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, very well, thank you, yeah.
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I know you're looking forward to the weekend because you've got a Tinder date.
Yeah, I have, yeah. Her name's Liv. She's told me to give her a mention.
Oh, right.
Really? Is this part of your Tinder chat?
It could be, yeah.
So it's a first date and you met her recently on Tinder?
Yeah, but we WhatsApp now.
Whoa, you've moved on.
The next step.
Soon you'll be on Facebook.
Oh, we've done that as well, actually, yeah.
Whoa. Oh. Things progressing quickly. So when's your first date?
Sunday.
What are you doing?
I can't really say. It's a bit of a surprise, I think.
Oh, a surprise for her?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I love it.
But you got the radio shout-out sorted.
Right, exactly, yes. Yeah, so I'm already ahead, aren't I?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, did you download Tinder because we talk about it a lot on our show?
I downloaded it a bit before, but your chat was quite good on it, yeah. It was
all right, okay.
I just hope it's not Mrs. X.
Oh, Mrs. X, we've not heard from her for a while. She was a girl that used to come on our show in the afternoon and talk about her Tinder dates but would never reveal her identity. So loads of blokes were like, well, didn't know whether they were going on a date with her or not.
And she was dating a few people. How many people do you think you're up against, Jimmy?
I've got quite a few matches, but I've only ever been on 3 dates. My third.
Yeah, but how many people is she seeing at the same time?
I think it's just me. Well, hopefully it's just me.
Sure.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so as well. I mean, I don't want to put that out there, but, you know, like, often people talk to more than one, don't they?
Well, yeah, they do, yeah.
But it sounds like it's going really well.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and they're not all getting radio shout-outs, are they?
Exactly.
So, all fine.
It puts me ahead of everyone else, doesn't it?
Yeah. Damn right it does.
Team Jimmy.
Okay, let's play Real or No Real. So, Jimmy, you're a service engineer off of Worcester.
Yep.
Okay. Welcome to Radio 1. Are you ready to play the game?
Ready.
Okay, let's go.
2 days before the MTV Movie Awards, Zac Efron was spotted in an exclusive LA clothes shop asking to see every top that's fastened with poppers.
Okay, so this is from the incident the other day where Rita Ora ran onto the stage at some awards.
Yeah, and just ripped his shirt off, revealing his abs.
Drawn on.
And rippling muscles.
It's got to be true, isn't it?
Oh, so we think it's a setup and he was going around all the LA stores finding clothes that were easy to rip off.
Oh, it's so like him.
What do you mean it's like him?
It's so what I imagine him to be doing. He's the kind of person that when he goes shopping will be looking for poppers on the shirts. It's just the kind of thing you can imagine him doing. He's like that.
What?
Well, he's one of those annoying ones that will go shopping in a different way to say how me or most people will.
In what way is that?
I don't know. It'll be too...
Revealing?
Yeah, yeah. He'll be looking for the skimpy stuff, won't
he? He'll be buying the smallest. Mm. He'll be buying the smallest size.
Yeah.
And he'll get into it.
Yeah. Like those proper trousers you get as well.
Yeah, yeah. But he'll be buying a small and it will fit him like a glove.
Yeah, do you reckon his trousers had poppers as well? He just didn't go down there.
It's got to be those stripper trousers.
Yeah.
I don't know about Zac Efron. He's not my cup of tea at all.
Very much mine.
No.
So, so did Zac Efron plan the whole thing with Rita Ora and get a shirt with poppers on?
Real.
I do think he's the kind of person who would have a stylist now, and I don't know. I think someone else would be doing his shopping. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, it wasn't a publicity stunt after all. It was spur of the moment. It never meant to happen like that.
Yeah.
And next.
On packets of breakfast cereals aimed at children, the cartoon character's eyes always look down to catch the gaze of kids as they walk below the supermarket shelves.
Oh, now this is a good fact, if real.
That's sneaky.
I'm trying to think.
See, I used to work in a supermarket, and there's really sneaky things they do.
Mm. What do they do?
Well, they put, like, items in different places to make you kind of walk up different aisles and stuff, the more expensive things and all that kind of stuff.
What, so you're like, oh, it was here last time, the conditioner, and now I can't find it?
Yeah, now it's DVD players.
Yeah.
Also, they'll put some cereals on the bottom shelf so that kids going past will, like, grab it and then insist that their mum or dad buys it or they kick up a fuss.
If this is true, this is a brilliant pub fact that you can tell your mates. So the cartoon character's eyes always looking down at the kids going past.
I'm always going to notice this if this is real. I'm really hoping this is real. I'm going to go real.
I'll go real as well.
That one is real.
Whoa!
That's great. I want to go to the supermarket right now and check.
It's crafty.
And next.
In 2010, Nick Grimshaw, during the weeks leading up to an interview with Zac Efron, had as his computer's desktop background the words, "No carbs till Efron."
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, he so did as well.
That is definitely, definitely true.
You don't even need to think about this, do you?
No, that's definitely true.
It's so him.
Yeah, he does get inspired by some of his guests to look his best. I remember when he was interviewing David Beckham. I remember round about that time he was concerned about his appearance. Not anything bad or sinister. I just mean he wanted to look his best for Beckham.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a nice thing.
But the idea of going on a diet with just meeting Zac Efron as your sort of big reward is weird in my eyes.
Okay, so let me put it to you like this. If it was, let's say, a girl like Michelle Keegan that you were meeting, would you go on a diet beforehand?
No. I think that would be wrong, in fact. The idea that you go on a diet just before you meet someone is weird, isn't it?
It is very grimy, though.
Unfortunately, it does seem to be the kind of thing grimy may do. So I'm going to have to say real.
I'll say no real.
That one is real.
Yes, that's real. Of course it is.
I can't believe that.
I can. So at the end of Thursday's Real or No Real...
It's a good day for me. I got 30, Jimmy got 10.
Oh.
Oh, Jim.
Oh, no.
Jimmy, would it have helped you for your Tinder date if you'd won this?
It would have been a little bit, yeah, maybe. Maybe she likes a winner.
Okay. Well, you've got to let us know how it goes, yeah?
I'll text him, don't worry.
All right, good. All right, have a good day. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What I like is when we get a brilliant real or no real fact and everyone goes and checks it out. There are so many people at the moment checking out their cereal boxes just to see if the cartoon characters are looking down. It's to get the attention of kids as they walk past in the supermarket. That is a great fact. I'm kind of reeling from that.
Mm.
Sarah Butler says that's a brilliant fact. I've just checked out my box of Frosties and yes, Tony the Tiger is looking down. Oh, but then someone's saying that the monkey on Coco Pops is looking straight forward and on Rice Krispies, Pop's eyes look up. Oh. But thanks for sending me all the pictures that you've got of your cereal packets today on Twitter. Appreciate it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says, I've just watched Greg's Kaiser video on your recommendation. It's amazing. Hashtag nip slip.
Is there?
A little bit. Adele in Leeds says, wow, Greg James can dance. Have a look today. If you can't at the moment, like when you get to a computer or on your phone, have a look at Greg James's Kaiser video. It's so good.
Not that it's not impressive. Do you think that's all he's got now?
No.
As in, he can't dance anything except the sort of the Kaiser moves, which is good with the Kaiser song, but I think to other songs on a night out, I'm not so sure.
I think that is going to be, like when he's out, yeah, in a club, that he will just pull that out.
Yeah.
Like I tried to for a while when I did that dance with Ollie Murs on Sport Relief. The Let's Dance show. I did try and bust out LMFAO moves for a while, but then I've just forgotten them now. Mm. Can't do it. Like, we played that song earlier, didn't we? Party Rock Anthem. It still fills me with fear. Like, dancing is not for me, but Greg smashes it. 7:43 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Lily Allen is on playing Loving the Trolls. Actual Lily Allen answering her own trolls after 8. And then 9:30, Fox Ears is here, love her, to play Innuendo Bingo live. So last week on the show, we had Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield here, Hollywood A-list, and loved them. The best guests we've had for a while.
They're so cool.
He's Spider-Man, and she is Gwen in the film, his girlfriend. Now, as we all know, they are together in real life. But we decided, if you remember, not to mention it during the interview. It was like the elephant in the room. And I told you before, look, they are together, but let's not mention it during the chat. And at the time, I came away thinking, oh, it's a shame we didn't ask them because we could have got like a really good quote about them being together. But then when I listened back to it, yeah, sometimes I download my own podcast. What? When I listened back, I'm kind of glad I didn't because they were really relaxed and they were really friendly. They were up for a laugh. They did our Bombaleo video for us.
Yep.
And since then, I've seen a whole bunch of interviews where they have not been relaxed. I mean, they're perfectly nice because they are nice people. But as soon as somebody asks the relationship question, it's like an alarm goes off.
Yeah.
And they just clam up. But Andrew Garfield is brilliant at batting away any question about their relationship because, as he said, he's just not interested in it. He wants it to be his personal life, which is fair enough. We have made a compilation of the cringiest interviews from around the world between Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield when they get asked about their relationship and they hate it. So if you cringe easily, this will make your cringe glands inflate.
Oh, it's horrible. And you can hear the interviewer trying to talk about the relationship as well. Some of them go to great lengths to try and just suggest and they see it coming a mile off. Listen out for the exact moment that alarm goes off in his head.
Some of them are quite clever. Some of them, like, very creative. I've got to say, you know, from the reporters. But they are not having any of it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield, have you seen The Amazing Spider-Man 2 yet? It's an epic film. I mean, but however, as we were saying last week, the action sequences can make you feel a little bit sick because it's really fast, especially when he's like going off the tall buildings. That's a bit that in 3D made me feel a little nauseous. So they were here last week, live on the show, and they were great. Just don't ask them about their relationship. They are together, but it's an elephant in a room. We didn't ask, and I'm really pleased because listen to this collection from people around the world who have dared to ask the question. And some of them are well sneaky about it. But Andrew Garfield is brilliant at going, I'm just not going to talk about that. Starting off with a brave attempt from Charlie State on BBC Breakfast.
I'll be straight about it. People know you're together.
Who knew what this is alleged?
Ouch. Glamour.
Was there a moment on set where you realised that you guys had feelings for each other off set as well?
Oh, that's a personal question. you're assuming things that may or may not be true.
Very direct, doesn't work. Showbiz 411 then. Did they manage to get out of them? Are they actually together?
Have you ever had downtime and hypothetically got to go out on a date and you could go on a double date with another Hollywood couple, who would you go with and why?
Well, you know, it's you're assuming that we're...
Creative approach does not work. Charlie tries again, BBC Breakfast.
People allege that you are together in the real world. Can I just say that?
So well, you can say whatever you want, but let me quickly jump
on, because
there's this new thing where it's like, if you become an actor, there's this assumption that your personal life is public.
Surely Ellen can manage it, right? Ellen DeGeneres.
Before you kiss, do you kiss to make sure you're going to kiss okay?
Yeah. Ellen has another question, I think.
Okay, what about the red carpet? Over to ITN.
So your girlfriend gets the same answer. I mean, you're
Who's my girlfriend? You're making an assumption about my personal life, and my personal life is not public property.
Come on, Ellen, do your best. Come on.
But I was just saying that the chemistry seems so real. That's all I'm saying.
Drop it. Drop it.
That seems so real.
Just drop it.
Okay.
Drop it, Ellen. Back to Charlie. He's trying for the third time now.
I was trying to think back as to whether or not I've ever done an interview with a couple who work together.
And I completely respect the intention of the question.
I do too,
because I would find certain questions like that interesting too.
Mm. But I'm not answering it. Oh, Ellen. Not again.
Do any of the co-stars have to share a hotel room or anything like that?
I don't know. Everyone got to know each other, obviously, very well.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fun. And the script was great.
And last one. Can Total Film do it?
What relationship advice would you give to Gwen and Peter?
And laughs him out the room.
He's amazing, isn't he?
He is so good at it. Wow. Can I just say to all of those reporters, well done to all of you for being so determined. Not even my lookalike Ellen DeGeneres could get out of them with the sneaky, do you share hotels because if the production's on a budget question.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, all over the world for the last 2 weeks, they've been asked that question. And as you can hear, some of them are quite creative, some of them very clever, but they're not having it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Michael's been on saying, Andrew Garfield is brilliant, lol, I want to be his friend. He is good. Top bloke, but it did warm up the cringe glands, that, didn't it? Andrew had to put his breakfast down, he was cringing so hard. Just don't ask them about if they're going out together in real life, simple. Sigma, the UK's official number one, nobody to love, this is Scott Mills. Lily Allen is on this show after 8 o'clock this morning, and she's going to answer her own trolls from the internet. Oh, yeah.
Amazing, isn't
it? Love it. We've never done Loving the Trolls before with an actual celeb.
Yeah.
That's coming up after 8. This music means that it's time for showbiz. You're just waking up this morning at 7.56. This is Radio 1. What is occurring?
Get this. This could be amazing if true. And I've seen a few tweets about this now, so there must be something in it. But apparently a script is getting written for Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
Oh, yes.
How good is that?
Now, didn't last week Emma Stone was on and we were saying about the possibility of Mrs. Doubtfire 2? No, it started off by saying that Sally Field, who's in Spider-Man,
yeah,
was also Robin Williams' wife in Mrs. Doubtfire, the original. And then we got talking about it.
I read online, if Mrs. Doubtfire was made today, it would not be possible.
Why?
Because people would Google and find out that this is not a real woman, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, I think they
you
knew,
know, you
I
wouldn't 20 years ago you could do it, but there's
I think
no
they knew
way
that going in. I think people knew that Robin Williams turned
in 1995 into a woman. There was not the amount of background checking.
There was
there
no Facebook,
now.
Was there?
Right.
There was no Facebook.
So you're saying, Emma, that Mrs. Doubtfire just wouldn't be able to... Yeah, I guess
no, it
you're
wouldn't,
right.
You wouldn't be able to update Mrs. Doubtfire.
No, Stone, you're wrong.
Seems to be happening. If it's, I mean, this is all like just paper talk at the moment, so I don't know.
But I think what they'll do is ignore the fact that social media exists and it'll still be the same as it was 20 years ago.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
And get this for a bit of news as well. Apparently Jay-Z and Beyonce look set to announce a return to the UK later this year, but the Mr. and Mrs. Carter show.
Oh, good. Oh, well, we've never seen her be sexy on stage for her husband before.
Imagine that. But imagine the rider demands that are going to come with that show.
Yeah.
It's going to be well over the top.
I know. The Scott Mills Daily. Liliana, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me, guys.
It's always a laugh when you're on.
Lol.
Do you remember, actually, the last time I interviewed was ages ago, and it was when you were really scared because we were about to play The Fear for the first time.
Oh,
that was the last time I interviewed you.
Really?
Yeah,
I had nothing to be worried about.
No, nothing. And you sent me a nice note on Lily Allen headed note paper.
Yeah, you had headed note paper.
Do you still have that?
Yeah, I do. It's a different colour now, though. It's changed.
I love a pop star with their own station.
You will all get another one in the next few days.
Oh, you're lovely.
I do an hour and a half of correspondence on Thursdays.
You see. Do you? Like the Queen?
I think she probably does it every day, to be honest. Yeah, and what else would she do?
Well, let's get well bored.
Except writing letters. Yeah. I don't know. I do an hour and a half of correspondence. Out of everything, every day I write who I've got to write thank you notes to, and then on Thursday morning.
That's actually really sweet, isn't it? And it's letters normally, not emails.
Well, it's just like little cards, yeah. I send them.
I love that.
That's so cool.
I know.
I old school.
Yeah. No, in a good way. Hey, I was talking to Lady Gaga about you yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I was. Mm-hmm. Just on the phone, had a little chat with her.
Yeah.
Because you know, you said you admired her for not like selling out.
Yes.
And being true to her art.
Yes.
And you can relate to that.
Oh, God.
No, it's really good.
Okay, good.
It's really good, but it's a bit confusing. I got a bit lost when I was listening to it. Like, at first she's really nice about you, but then she starts going off on one about you.
That was
about
the tone,
how good you are.
That was the tone of the whole interview. But can we all just go a little bit Britain's Got Talent on this? Okay, really concentrate on what Gaga is saying. And everybody in the room, be honest. And as soon as you don't understand what's going on, just say your name. So, for instance, Chris, when you don't understand, you say...
I'll say Chris.
Lily, you say...
Lily.
I say Scott. It's a bit like the buzzer on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go, then. Here's Lady Gaga talking about Lily Allen.
Well, that's really very sweet. And I've always been a very big fan of hers. And I appreciate her, you know, standing up for artists and standing up for me in particular. You know, I think all artists should stand by one another and for one another, because when it becomes, you know, like a competition, then we're not supporting the production of creativity and art. But when you support all artists and you support one another wholeheartedly, kind of like an unconditional love for music, then you're supporting everyone and anything to make what they love. And
Scott,
you know, I think that's she's always had that sort of like very old soul heart though of hers, so it doesn't surprise me, but I thought that was very sweet. So thank you, Lily. You're lovely. We love you.
is that, can you translate?
I understood that.
Really?
Perfectly, yeah.
And that's because she's a fellow artist who's also suffered for her art. What was she actually saying? Can you translate it?
She was saying that that, you know, I think people, well, I suppose maybe you asked her about what you think about Allen saying this to you, hoping that she would probably go, who the hell does she think she is?
No, I wanted her to say something nice.
That's because you're a nice person, but most people want artists to say horrible things about other people
sure.
so that they can get their shows written about in the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And so I think, she's just saying that we should all be supportive of each other and stop pandering into the... And listen, you know, I kind of invented the slagging off other people. but I have grown up. It's been 8 years since I was sort of doing that stuff. And, I get it. I understood what she was saying.
I think I understand it a bit more now, but it is artiste talk, isn't it? It's creative.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You are still on Twitter a lot, aren't you?
And you unfollowed me the other day. Thank you.
No, I didn't. Did I?
No. I'll tell you exactly what went on here. I said to wind up Scott, I said, everyone tweet Lily Allen.
Oh, yes.
Saying Scott has unfollowed Lily Allen
right
now.
Oh, yeah, it happened.
Right.
And I saw it on my timeline. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm not even going to react. Not even going to respond.
Not even reacting.
No, right.
And
Scott,
that's your fault.
Yeah, that's mine. That was a joke.
Let's play Our Time by Lily Allen. And then we're going to do a special round of Loving the Trolls with Lily Allen. It's something we do on the show quite a lot, but I'm glad that Lily's involved today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we're going to play Loving the Trolls. So you get trolled, everyone gets trolled.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's quite fun. And what we sometimes do is put all of the abuse that we get through a computer voice called Lawrence, so he sounds ridiculous, like this.
That Chris is about as funny as a kick in the crotch.
Just makes them every troll sound ridiculous.
It just takes the venom out of it. Yeah. So then whenever you do get these kind of messages, you can just imagine them in the voice of Lawrence and they don't seem so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I just put it out there. I don't really take notice of them anyway. They're kind of ridiculous just for existing. So.
But they do. But you can imagine that they do sound like this in actual real life.
Yeah, good point.
This is their voice all the time.
How this moron ended up in front of Milo Kunis is beyond me. What a plank.
Plank. How do you feel about that, Chris?
What a plank.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's talking about Mila Kunis.
Oh, right,
How this moron ended up in front of Mila Kunis is beyond me.
Plank's a bit of a Who insult, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. Shouldn't we bosh the theme tune?
Loving the trolls. Lily Allen.
Loving the trolls.
Loving the trolls.
Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls. Loving the trolls.
That showed up our singing ability, didn't it? Okay.
Showed up mine.
Here's one for me.
Scott Mills, you have the music taste of a child. Play something good like Guns and Roses or throw some balls. Moonface.
You are Moonface.
I know, but it's like, thanks for that.
Play something
good like Guns and Roses.
Hey,
why don't you just not listen to Radio 1?
Yeah.
You ain't going to hear it. Lily Allen, are you ready?
Yes.
Right, I want
you
to give it...
Stop copying Kesha.
I'd quite like a Lily Allen sassy comeback, though.
Yeah. I've been punching myself in the face for the last hour trying to get that Lily Allen song out my head.
I think that's nice. That's a good thing.
I think I read that one yesterday.
It won't leave my head.
The idea of someone punching themselves in the face is very trolly, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. One more.
Jesus. What an original title for an album. Oh, Lily Allen is so clever. Jesus.
Jesus.
What an original title for an album.
Maybe they're missing the point. The point.
Maybe they might actually not even be trolling. They might think that really is original.
Maybe.
Did you enjoy Loving the Trolls?
Loved Loving the Trolls.
It's quite weird when you're sat with the pop star that the stuff is about. I mean, I'd quite like to do it more often.
I know, that's because when I've been in on Radio 1 before, like on the breakfast show and stuff, I can see the comments coming in and Matt Fincham's face going at this, and I'm like, like, we've got some lovely messages coming through. People are really loving that song. I'm like, what are the horrible ones? Just read them out. It's so obviously 90% nasty.
No.
But yeah, funny.
I like it. Celebrity Loving the Trolls.
It's good because it's just because, you know, not everything is going to be positive. And you're right. We are just told generally to fluff up the pop star, whoever it might be, by just showing them good stuff.
Yeah. It's actually more funny to show the bad stuff. But I mean, it is a source of entertainment reading my Twitter feed, you know, the ats and people trolling me because people are just so. They're really unoriginal in their trolling. It's always stop copying Kesha, stop copying Katy Perry, stop. It's like, I'm not copying any. What are you talking about? And what's that got to do with anything?
Are you mad? But I think it's good that you can actually just laugh at them rather than because some,
you know, some people
take it seriously.
Well, and they're a lot more fragile, you know.
I am fragile.
I know.
I get upset when people are horrible, but not people that spend all day on the internet.
Yeah, not people that sound like Lawrence.
Yeah, except people that sound like Lawrence. Yeah, I think everyone's fragile, but it's just, I mean, some of it is just ridiculous, and it's good that you see the funny side.
Oh,
of it.
Good.
Yes. Yay. Lily, thank you for coming in today and being...
It's an absolute pleasure.
Lovely. It's really nice to see you again.
Thank you. Can you refollow me on Twitter, please?
Yes, I didn't. That's his fault.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Emma in Manchester says, thanks, Mills. Just accidentally slipped into my Made in Chelsea strut on my way to work because of M83. Love you, bye. 8:40 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. That is Midnight City. Before that, Kaiser and Hideaway. Scott Mills here. Grimmy's back on Tuesday. Fern's on at 10 this morning. Do you remember last week we were playing a bit of this cringe video, which is from a conference about social media in America?
I can't get it out of my head.
And Mary did a song written by this guy.
All right, cool. Mary McCoy with Continuum. Please come on up. This is Let's Get Social.
So be in your head all day. Go on, Mary. Imagine there's loads of people watching. All sat on plastic chairs. It's the end of the day. They've had a quite boring conference, but Mary's here to liven things up.
Showing you things you like. Try to get engagement with some photos from my life. My cat, my kids, some bacon. I'm hoping you'll share my stuff and tweet it to the world.
Tweet, tweet.
You help me grow my. Promise that I'll share yours. So connect with me. Let's have some fun. Let's show the world.
Imagine this at the end of the day at your conference.
Too much.
Here we go.
Let's get social.
Social.
With social media. Let's get social.
Social.
With social media.
Mary there with Continuum.
Do you know what? It's become my new phrase for when I'm going out. I will text my mates and say, right, let's get social.
Let's get social, lads.
It seems to be on now.
Well, we've got a new one off the back of Let's Get Social. And this is another one from America. And it's to inspire people and a training video about, you know, how to sell and service. So if you work in a store, maybe you work in sales, it's going to be a busy weekend for you, right? This is for you. Remember this today if you're on the way to work right now, and remember it as you're selling over the weekend.
So they created this video as like an instruction video to employees. Or...
That's right.
Oh, God.
And the video is something else. You ready?
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Service is selling.
And selling is service.
The people dancing in the video is
horrible.
Great. Surely we can make people see this video.
Oh my God, the video's amazing.
Isn't it good? Say what you see.
I'm selling to the customers to make them feel all right.
Quite creepy man.
I'm buying all these products with oh so much delight.
And a creepy woman.
I can help you find anything you could possibly want.
Such ostentatious goodies that I can flaunt.
Oh God.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Oh, this is horrible.
Service is selling.
And selling.
But they've got the perfect selling attitude.
Hello there, Nikki. How you doing today?
I'm in a good mood, and it's here to stay.
I've got a customer here that wants an Ulu to buy.
I'll send one right over. I've got plenty in supply.
Hello there, sir. I got some news for you. Your product is coming. It'll be here by 2.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
It's had 700,000 views.
We can always up that.
That's crazy. Why has that happened?
I love it. The people in it are quite old.
But they're weird as well.
They're quite weird.
Really weird. And you can tell some of the employees of this company have been roped into the video and don't want to do it.
Also, I'm sure my dad had like a video of this with this music on in the 70s.
Oh, the backing music is very your dad.
Isn't it?
It's smooth operator.
Here's Jill. Jill from the company. And she tells us how not to sell. Remember this if you work in retail.
My name is Jill, and I don't like to sell. I'm an unhappy
sick in a good way.
Horrible.
Yeah. But then, after Sad Jill, things brighten up a bit with Happy Pete.
Hello there, Jill. They call me Happy Pete. Ugh. I came to the store to buy myself a treat.
I don't like Happy Pete.
No, but Jill's making Pete feel a bit sad now, even though he's Happy Pete.
You look so unhappy that you're making me sad. I won't buy as much, 'cause now I feel bad.
Aw, but remember,
selling is service.
Service is selling.
Service is selling.
And selling is service.
Just remember that.
I think I prefer the other one. I prefer the social one. This is just crazy.
It's kind of too weird. But I'll put the video up for you now on the Radio 1 Twitter, at BBCR1.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So you'll have this if you already got the album settled. That is the 1975. You'll hear it all day long on Radio 1 in every show. Latest single to be released follows Chocolate, Girls, and Settle Down. And they are performing at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Glasgow. That's next month now.
God, it's not far.
The 1975 is Radio 1's track of the day and Robbers. And the beginning does sound a bit like when something sad happens in an 80s film. Okay, back to service is selling. Listen to the girl's voice. A lot of people are saying this.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
20 years ago, she would have been.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Same.
It is the same, isn't it?
Also, we mentioned this a bit earlier. The girl who is the voice on Selfie is in London, like, now.
I'm fascinated by her. She hasn't got that many followers, you know. She's only got a couple of thousand. And that's gone up since you mentioned her earlier.
Yeah.
And her picture's a massive pasta bake.
Is it?
Yeah. What's her name again? I don't even remember.
It's Alexis Killercam. So on Twitter, she's at A Killercam. K-I-L-L-A-C-A-M. Let's get her some more followers because she's a leg.
But first, let me take a selfie.
But no one knows who she is.
Not credited.
She's just a voice.
Not credited on the track by Chainsmokers, but it's her. That is her doing that. Wouldn't it be great if we can get her in?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shift Key in touch.
Bit of me.
Well, come on, let's get social.
Let's get social.
Let's get social, lads. Come on, let's. Can we be, son? That is Shift Key in touch. It's 9:09 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Foxes is here. Nice to see us over.
It's going to be a good one, this. I can feel it. I've also just seen a video on her Twitter of her on the way here, basically saying, I'm coming in to see Scott Mills at Radio 1.
She says, bring
Chris, it. You're going to get wet.
She says that Beau Selector has possessed her face. What? Is that what she looks like?
She's done this little preparatory video.
Is that one?
Preparatory.
You're making up your own words, hon. Are you okay, hon? Preparation?
I don't know. This 2 weeks has been a new one, hasn't it? It's an early start.
It's been a new one.
You know.
Foxes is here and she's playing bingo. She's going to get wet as.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All the ladies today. We've had Lily Allen on and now here's Foxes. Hi, love.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You just caught me spraying myself. I didn't realise you were going to be here so soon. So I was just like spraying a bit.
You smell beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, we felt really bad because obviously it's early starts and I don't know, we've had breakfast and stuff like that. So we thought we could sneakily musk up before you got in.
What did you eat? Why did you have to spray yourself after?
Well, because...
No, we're just trying to be nice.
We've all had an extra strong mint, and that's because he's about to spit on you in your bingo.
Just
and you
polite,
don't
innit?
You don't want porridge. That's... I think it's quite a nice thing to do.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't, like, sick on me at the same time.
No.
He's never been sick to date.
Not yet. Okay. Nearly was once, but I won't say with who.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah. Was it, is that when you were burning the candle a little bit at both ends?
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't drink the night before, could you, doing this?
Well,
really?
I think he did try that. There was a dark time in Chris's life where he was staying in the hostel down the road from Radio 1 because it was easier than going home, just for a couple of nights.
It got so bad that they then, when they found out, you know, where I work and stuff, they put a plaque on the door.
Which is still there. It's a youth hostel down the road.
saying that I stayed there.
That's incredible. Mm. That's when just, you know you've achieved something in life.
Just easier than going home. You can go pub, hostel, Radio 1.
Brilliant. And good that we're sharing this with everyone, isn't it?
Anyway, you've just been in Europe.
I have, in the Europe.
Where did you go in Europe?
I went to Amsterdam's.
That's nice, isn't it? You probably had a very different experience to the one Chris had.
I went there recently.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, what happened?
No. Did you get to look round?
I did. My tour manager hadn't been to the place of dreams, so we took her
The Street of Dreams.
The Street of Dreams.
Yeah. It's very very red there, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a bit confusing.
It's a good way.
And did you go... Was there any bars where people were eating bananas?
Just say no.
No.
All right. Okay, you didn't do the full tour then.
No. And as I said, it's easy to just stumble into the wrong kind of areas when you go abroad. That's all that happened.
But you were working, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
I was. Yeah.
And where else did you go in Europe?
Went to the Switzerland's. Mm-hmm. Where else did I go?
Nice, but very expensive.
Yeah, and mountainy.
Yes.
Very nice. It's really expensive, isn't it? And sort of. Yeah. Just the only food that available is sort of meat and cheese and
all the airports that you would have been going to, it's just meat, ham and cheese baguettes.
Yeah, just baguettes everywhere, and they just follow you, and then.
But not anything else in them. Like there's nothing to make it slightly more moist. It's just bread with cheese and ham.
That's a horrible word.
But you know, when your mouth.
Why did you say that?
You know, when your mouth goes so dry because it's just.
What are you talking about?
It's true.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, I'm going to play your song "Holding On to Heaven" now, which we like a lot. And then we're going to, in about 10 minutes, are you ready for Anyone a Bingo?
I'm so unready. It's not even real.
Have you bought a change of clothes?
No, I haven't. I thought I'd just embrace it like a water ride.
Have you seen videos of this?
Yes, I have. I watched Jared Butler last night and it was brilliant.
He got fully involved, so I expect you to do the same.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he did.
Do it for
basically, we're just going to spit on each other.
So. Basically, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean,
as you do.
It's more classy than that.
Some people, I think, read too much into it. It's just two people spitting at each other when we play some clips that sound a bit rude. Anyway, that's coming up in about 10 minutes. You'll be able to watch it on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, computer, laptop. If you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1,
the Scott Mills Daily,
BBC Radio 1.
I like your music.
Oh. I like Hughes.
Thank you.
I think this is my favourite one yet.
Yeah.
This song.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Let Go For Tonight, maybe. No, but I really like that a lot.
Oh, thank you.
And you're here to play Inuit and the Bingo on Radio 1. It's going to happen in about 10 minutes from now. Now, yesterday on the show, Lady Gaga was on, casual.
Really?
Yeah, just on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but still Lady Gaga. I was like, not an impersonator. And Chris got a little bit lost with what she was saying. You know, sometimes with Gaga, you have to really concentrate because she starts to talk about art and about her music and her inspiration and, like, the Greek gods.
She does talk, though, I feel like it's quite life-changing. Like,
do you?
I feel it's quite powerful.
I just feel confused.
It is confusing, but you sort of think it's coming from a higher place.
Mm. Yes, you do really have to concentrate. So this is her from yesterday.
I don't know, isn't it kind of interesting that we sort of stopped writing stories?
Oh no, wrong one. This is her from yesterday.
We're not supporting the production of creativity and art, but when you support all artists and you support one another wholeheartedly, kind of like an unconditional love for music, then you're supporting everyone and anything to make what they love.
You see, like he's lost it. Like his face is just like, I don't know.
No.
So what I've done for you...
I got a degree from Uni of Southampton, right? I got a degree. And honestly, this is just so over my head.
Well, that's
Does
why...
Does Gaga have a degree?
She must do in pop.
She must do.
In art. What I've done for you is I've translated what she was saying yesterday so you can understand it, Chris.
Really?
All right? So I've done it like they do on TV where like the original voice comes in and then that drops and you get the voice of a translator.
Oh, this could be good because you know what? I've listened to this Lady Gaga interview 3 times now. I still don't have a clue.
Okay, well, this will make it simple for you.
I don't know. Isn't it kind of interesting that we sort
Here's what she's saying.
writing stories and somebody.
I find it interesting that there's nothing well good on TV anymore. You know, things with stories like Bernard's Watch.
I'm just going to film you doing nothing.
Yeah.
So we've really stopped telling stories.
It's just rubbish, like the Kardashians, where they don't do anything.
It's more entertaining to catch people with their pants down, kind of. You know,
we'd rather watch them having it off with someone in their big house and say, Bernard, stopping time with his magical pocket watch.
They seem to know that that's happening and they feel empowered by it.
The Real Housewives that are in my video know that this is happening to them, but they don't care that they're being filmed doing nothing. Because they are minted. And are even more minted now because they get paid millions for doing that show. But they're still strong women, just with big expensive handbags. That's what my song is about.
I find the way that pop culture has changed to be very.
Pop culture is weird now. All we do is slag each other off and bitch about each other. But people like Joey Essex are celebrities for doing nothing. Which I don't like.
It's really very nice. It's very judgmental and critical.
It's really judgmental.
But, remember our integrity and who
but at the same time, it's funny to watch on TV.
Just look at it all together and have a laugh.
Makes me lol.
There we are.
I like that.
So, like,
that does help.
For any of you that didn't understand what Gaga was saying yesterday, little translation for you there.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So Foxes has just bought me a present. That's really freaky.
It's the strangest thing I've ever seen anyone give you on the show.
I think that it's more freaky on the freaky woman's part.
Yeah. So just to explain, a lot of people that have been listening to my show for a long time will remember this. In my place where I used to live, somebody, I never found out who, was delivering quite sinister-looking garden gnomes to my front door. And it started off with just one or two. I was like, I can deal with that. And then there became a whole family of gnomes. Like, I'm saying maybe 25, 30 gnomes. And it started to really freak me out. Now, I've recently found out that the woman who was doing it was just annoyed. I think I was making too much noise or something. So every time I annoyed her, because I was her neighbour, she used to leave another gnome outside the front door.
but
I did talk
away.
About this on air at the time. Now, I've since moved away.
But now...
Your manager lives in my old house.
In your old house, yeah. But now it kind of looks like I'm the freaky woman that did it.
It does, because you come back with the gnomes.
But I didn't know about the freaky woman. I just knew that my manager now lives in your old house.
In my old house. God, and he's still got some of the gnomes.
Right, so basically they're, out the front, and they'd be yours because... Yeah, they were there. So yeah. I thought I'd bring them in, but I didn't know about the story. So
actually reminded me of quite a dark time in my life.
It's dark, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually, you are now implicated.
I'm involved.
It was Foxes all along.
Get her.
That was a right party house, do you remember?
It was good, yeah.
I'm wondering what else he must find in there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's turn on the cameras.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Pleased to say that Foxes is joining us today. And I don't know about you guys, I'm ready for quite a wet one today.
Are you? You feeling it?
Very much so. So you all right? You all right there? You all right?
I feel the nerves.
Don't be nervous. People get nervous, it's just spitting water.
I might grab a hoodie, is that allowed?
No.
No?
You.
I wanted a, when you go to a theme park and you get the waterproof.
Oh, the poncho.
Massive poncho.
Yeah, no, that's for losers.
Yeah, we can't have ponchos on this game, sorry. Okay. I mean, there are occasional times where people from Towie turn up and go, I can't get my hair wet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And then we really go for them.
You'll ruin my nails.
Yeah.
And then they try and wear some kind of poncho type thing and we're like, get that off.
Good.
Okay, get online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Foxes are about to play Innuendo Bingo. I've got a feeling it's going to be a good one. You can even watch on your phone.
Oh, you're going barefoot for this?
Yeah, I'm going in.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Take them off.
No. Do you often go barefoot or just for when you play silly games?
I'm barefoot most of the time.
Like Dana Vickers.
Okay. Oh, that's deep.
So, first, we are going once again to BBC local radio. This time, BBC Newcastle.
Right.
And
we're cheating. Civilised.
Yeah. Loads of water, please.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Oh, God. It's quite cold, by the way. When it first hits you, it will kind of take your breath away. Just to warn you. So, BBC
Newcastle, and this builder, after making a lot of plans indoors, is just a little bit too excited to be outside.
All great fun when you're at meetings, sat around a desk in a porta cabin, but standing out on a bracing day like today in the field with this huge erection is fantastic.
Easy.
Careful.
Oh, stop it! Oof. And we're live. Please do not swear.
No.
No, it's all fine. So that was BBC Newcastle there starting us off.
Huge erection.
I did tell you there was a shot.
Stick.
Okay, he's erected a brand new building there. I'm very excited about it. Come on, don't give up on us.
Fine. I'm not crying.
Here we go.
Don't cry.
Water.
Thank you, Jack, for emailing that one to us.
That was seriously...
It's hard to explain until you're here, isn't it? It's cold and it's in your face.
Mm-hmm. Now... What are you doing? Are you back? Okay. Now, the problem is, BBC Local Radio, they're at it all the time. Now, here's a classic from down our way, BBC Radio Solent. And Sam Fraser is always happy to tell her listeners whatever's on her mind.
I've got loads of stuff booked. We're going to do Broadway, we're going to see Phantom of the Opera. We're going to a Red Sox match when we're in Boston. And I have every intention of getting one of those foot-long sausages in my mouth. I don't think it'll be a problem. I've been told I've got a big mouth.
It's a good job I'm not wearing a white T-shirt.
Sam Fraser there on BBC Radio.
Any more?
Yes.
There you go.
More.
Okay.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it's fine. Now, you've got your head around it now, haven't you?
Let's go.
It's just the initial shock.
No. I'm in shock.
Okay. And now we're going over to a play on Radio 4 Extra.
He's so good at it.
Cheers.
He is good.
It's
just get him back.
Practice. Okay.
Ready for Extra? Now, here's a charming scene in this play where a man and woman are exchanging gifts. And the surprising thing isn't the gift itself. It's where she gets the gift from.
That's very nice, she said. And look, I'm going to give you a little keepsake too, just between you and me. It was a small silver box that she drew from her muff.
Oh, no.
What was happening there is it was winter and her hands were cold.
Have you ever got anyone in the face as much?
Every time. Yeah. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Silver box that she drew from her muff.
Gerard emailed that one to me at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Are you right there, love?
I can't see.
It's okay. Plough on. Now we've got Sir Tom Jones on The Voice. Water, please. And here is Zoe Ball managing to produce a kind of shock admission from Tom.
Good chance this year of winning?
To me, it's the strongest team, because I've put myself into those people.
No. He does work very closely with the performers. Okay, that's fine. Swallow that one. Joe in Loughborough's doing his dissertation, but it has broken off for a bit of bingo.
I think that's allowed, isn't
it?
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
I know. Sean and Ryan in Dingwall have been on as well. Now we cross over to this week's Embarrassing Bodies on Channel 4. And here's Dr. Christian with one of the show's female experts. Now, I know you get to see quite a lot on that programme, but surely this is a first.
I am starting to go slightly numb, yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I can actually bear that myself either. Right, I'm coming.
Oh. There we are, Dr. Christian there on Embarrassing Bodies, testing out an ice cold bath.
Oh dear.
Okay.
This is a good one.
Yeah. Katie and Tom.
I keep doing it just really stupid.
What's up?
Like trying to go closer to you so I'm getting your face, but it means that I'm getting more of the spit from your mouth.
Because you're moving closer to him.
That's not the way to do it, is it?
Just sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Katie and Tom in Cambridge were watching that one.
Hi.
You're looking really good, though.
Oh, yeah. This is my best look, yeah.
No, but it's always interesting seeing who looks good wet and who and who doesn't.
Some people look better wet.
Yeah.
Now to daytime quiz show.
Is it all right?
Imagine. Just freaking.
Water?
Yeah, we're ready.
Daytime quiz show, Perfection, next. And I wonder what the question was here, because there were some really unusual answers on the board on this quiz.
Remember, if there's one single mistake,
You leave with nothing. Which ones are worrying you?
Little Willie's worrying me. And Fanny Craddock is worrying me.
God. We think that round was about really old TV cold. Chefs.
It's
I don't
cold
know.
Today.
Is it cold today?
It's cold. Your makeup's running.
Oh, no. that was a real dark.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, cheers.
Go online and watch bbc.co.uk/radio1. Fox is on. A classic from Springwatch now. And Michaela Strachan. She is always at it as well. Here's Michaela explaining a new bit of technology which allows them to film something that they have never, ever shown on TV before.
Some of the birds that have usually fledged by now, we can get cameras on. We've got cameras on great tits.
Bird watchers really like great tits. Magnificent creatures they are too, beautiful. And finally, to Radio 4. And this is a really enticing reason to go and check out this show's Twitter feed, I think.
Is this the last one?
Yeah, you ready?
Right, really, the end.
Really top up for this one.
Get it all in your mouth as much as you can. Loads of water.
Yeah. I think, oh,
and
wow.
Spray.
Okay,
spray him. Right. Radio 4.
Here we go. And the weather. Rain will move eastwards across the UK, reaching eastern parts by the evening. You can find out more about the programme by going onto Twitter, where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
Follow. And that was Innuendo Bingo. Foxes, how do you feel?
Wet.
Yeah.
In the face.
Yeah.
This is... Yeah.
Yeah.
Where there'll be some pictures of my jam.
Did you enjoy it a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, Foxes. Come back soon. And thanks for the gnomes. Oh, no, we've broken her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tomorrow's a bank holiday, but if you are going to be up, join us on Radio 1 between 6.30 and 10, because we're still on breakfast, and we tracked her down. She's in the UK. The voice of Let Me Take a Selfie.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio.